Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Messages from Above with Tony G. Tony is a world-renowned psychic medium. She has had the gift of being a psychic medium and channel her entire life. Tony hosts two TV shows, Create a Life You Love and Psychic Medium Tony G. She is also the author of 5 books. Being a healer and a hypnotist as well, it is her purpose and her passion to help you in every way she can. Phone lines are open now. Call in 858-365-5593 and let Tony answer your questions about life, love, finances, or help you connect with a loved one on the other side. Enjoy the show.
Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining me here in this space. I am so grateful to be here with you. I just want to tell you the little back office information, all the good things going on, and then get to the callers. So the first thing is I was invited to be a guest on the TV show Real People. Super excited. It airs in Minnesota, so I'm going to Minnesota end of the month, beginning of next month, to be interviewed on Real People. Also, my latest book, What If a Transformational Guide, is available on Amazon. So far, everybody just loves this book, and how could they not? It was channeled from above. Come on. You can now follow me and listen to this show on Spreaker, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iTunes, iHeart, Google Podcasts, CastBox, Blog Talk, SoundCloud, Stitcher, Siri, Alexa, Google, and YouTube. I'm going to be recording an episode of Create a Life You Love, and I'm doing that at the end of the month, the 30th. Is it the 30th? It's not this Tuesday, but the following Tuesday, I think. And I'm going to tell you, it's the last Tuesday of the month. That's what I'm going to tell you. I am going to have this really amazing doctor on. I call her Dr. Luann. Her name is Moraski, Dr. Luann Moraski. And she does some of the most amazing work. And I cannot tell you, I want it to kind of be a surprise. I want to build up the excitement for it. And then on my next episode, I'm going to be having Jimmy Mack on. I'm going to be having Stephanie on. I'm going to have David Karp on, all of these people, amazing, amazing people from all different fields, and they're all going to be interviewed on Create a Life You Love, explaining exactly how they got to where they are. We see people once they've made it, and we're like, wait a minute, how did this person get there? And then we say, oh, yeah, okay, now I get it. They took these steps, these action steps, these power steps, and that's how they have the life that they love. And then we can use that as an example to follow and create a life that we love from their example and the information that they're giving out. And I just love that. So if you do listen to me on whatever you listen to me on, please make sure that you follow me there so that every time I create a show, or am going live, whether it be Psychic Medium Tony G, which is always the second Tuesday of the month, or messages from above, or create a life you love, my two TV shows and my radio show, you can be aware and listen to it. I'm getting a little froggy. It must be time to take guests. Somebody's coming here. I always get froggy whenever people are starting to say, hey, we're here, let's go. So I'm going to go to our first caller, which is 952. Hello, 952. How are you today?
Doing good. Hi, Tony.
Hi. Where are you calling from? What's your name?
My name is Julie, and I'm from Minnesota.
Oh, and Julie, I'm going to be in Minnesota soon. Awesome.
Yeah, I heard that.
Yay. So I love serendipitous moments. I love that. So what's your question or connection for today?
Well, my connection is my dad passed about 6 weeks ago, and I was hoping for a message. It was kind of unexpected.
Yeah, he's
the last couple weeks.
The first thing he's saying, he's saying, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, let it go, let it go, let it go. Don't hang on to, well, grief. He's saying don't hang on to grief, but there's something else. Reprisal? Does that make sense to you? If I had to give a definition of the word reprisal, I probably couldn't even. I hope that makes sense to you. Don't hold on to something about reprisal. Don't hold on to the grief. Don't worry about the circumstances. Let it go, let it go, let it go. Okay, so he was speaking in my ear while you were speaking in my ear, so I wanted to just start conveying his messages. I didn't mean to cut you off, but if I had to, I know this is why you're calling. So I need to ask you, does this message make sense to you?
The reprisal, I have to go and Google it. I don't know what that means, really.
But the offhand. Whole let it go, the whole message in time. Yeah, I don't really know what reprisal means either. So when you look it up, it's not something that's going to make sense in this moment, but in the moments to come, it's really going to make sense to you. Okay? Now, let me ask you the rest of the message. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, so right now we're dealing with the house and all this because he's my second parent that passed. So we have all this. I don't want to let go of the house, but I know I have to, and there's some... I'm hoping for a family member to step up, and I don't see anybody that can do this. So I'm trying to find a good resolve this issue.
So then I hear, okay, so when you said, I have to let go of the house and I don't want to, him saying, let it go, let it go, let it go, that fits perfectly if that's what he's speaking of. Reprisal. Once you look up the word reprisal, I feel like you're going to really have some clarity on this situation. I want to tell you, he's also saying, give me 1 second here. He was talking a second ago, but then I just kept talking. he wants to tell you that he's sorry. He has let go of everything. It's very easy to do from where he is, and he wants you to be able to do the same thing. Don't hold on to things. Hold on to memories. Let go of what you think is important and get into what is important. He's using the word mastermind. Don't try to mastermind things. Just go with the flow. Everything will fall into place exactly as it needs to and how it's supposed to. Don't fight the system. Don't fight the system. Don't fight the system. Now, some of these messages aren't going to make sense yet, okay? Mm-hmm. When they do, I want you to call me back and I want you to preach. I want you to tell me what they meant, okay? Because I give people messages all the time from loved ones, and then they walk out, I'm like, I have no idea what I was talking about. And I love when they come back and say, you said this, and it meant that. It just brings so much, like, joy to me, and I'm so happy that it helps. It helps people not to waste time and energy on the wrong things. mementos. So meaning like there might be some mementos in the house. Those are more important than the house itself is basically the message. Mm-hmm. And please spread my love, share my love. And now this can mean two things. Literally tell everybody that he loves them and or share some of the mementos from the house. Share his love. That's how he's showing love. He's saying it's going to be difficult to let go because you think that that's a, you know, that holds all of the memories. He's saying, but no. It's all in your heart. It's all in your head. Let go of the material. It's easier to do it now than later. It'll be much easier to do this now than later. Don't procrastinate. Get on it. You think this is going to be daunting and overwhelming, and in some ways it's more overwhelming emotionally than physically, okay? So right now he's saying clear. So I'm going to clear. There's two things. There's a little bit of shock for you, and so we're going to clear the shock. Ooh, and that is like punching me, right, like in my sternum. So that was like a punch to the heart and you didn't even know what to say. And then there's some emotional setback here. I'm definitely getting a yes on that. So there's a lot of emotional turmoil, not only with you, but everybody else involved. So we're going to start to clear that also. Now I'm going to say for anybody listening, if they're going through shock and emotional turmoil, this will help clear them also. So listen to this, re-listen to it as often as you need to and let this clear. And I feel it coming up through the throat and out the head now. But I'm very sensitive to energy, so you may feel this. But the difference is, even if you don't feel it now, by the end of the day, you should have some clarity and thoughts and what to do next, because that's the biggest thing. You don't know what to do first. You don't know what to do next. You just know the end result that you need to do that you don't want. And I'm going to clear that so that you want to let this go so that you can move forward in your life. The longer you hold on to this, the more daunting or difficult it's going to be for you. The bigger it's going to get. The longer you hold on to it, the bigger it's going to get, okay?
Okay, I'll have to call you.
Yeah, please do. No, it's okay. And then I just want to say that the very final message that I'm going to give from him is love you all. Tell them, love you all. Okay? Now, the next time you call in, hopefully it'll be not so much about the things you need to do and a little bit more personal. Oh, he's saying, have fun, I am. Have fun, I am. So that's good. There you go. So we're here. He's saying, we're here. And it's up. So we're here, we're good, we're having fun, laughing, joking, peace, love. So you too. Do the same, okay? Let that off your chest. Let that out of your head. We're all good up here. You guys be good down there, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much, Tony. I want to get a personal reading so I can get more personal messages. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. And the link is on my site. When you're ready, I will do my best to do my best for you, okay?
Okay. Thank you, Tony.
You're so welcome. And have an amazing week. I'm going to go directly to the next caller, who is 850. Hello, 850.
Oh, I am so glad you took my call. Thank you.
Absolutely. How can I help you today?
Well, there's an older gentleman that took care of me and helped me in the past when I was financially in a bad shape. And my girl was sexually assaulted, and this man really took me underneath his wing. And now I feel like he's being taken advantage of. The next-door neighbor ended up getting power of attorney. And now she's getting over almost $600,000, and then she didn't even want me to go to the hospital to see him. So now they won't give me a PIN code to get any information. And I know she wanted him to die. So now they got him on comfort care But when I went to the hospital to see him, he ate. But I called DCF, you know, because I feel like he's being taken advantage of. But he's got a bad temper, so it made him look bad. But she hit him in the head, not once, but twice. His next-door neighbor, the one that got power of attorney. And it's like, what do you see coming of all this, you know? And it's like,
he bought my house for me.
I paid him back. I wanted to get out of the neighborhood where my girl got sexually assaulted. And they found her socks and underwear up in the tree and stuff. And I used to take care of his wife when she had Parkinson's. But the next door neighbor wanted to die, you know. And I feel like she was taking his money before all this happened.
Okay.
And I'm like, she didn't even bother to call the family. I did.
Okay, so here's what I'm going to tell you. First, I completely understand. I had a very good friend who I was very close to, and he was such an amazing person to me. And he lived in another state, so I didn't get to see him regularly. We just communicated on the phone often. And I was trying to get a hold of him. Yeah, I tried to get a hold of him several times, and finally had the police do a courtesy check on and found out that he had passed, which was devastating. And his sister had power of attorney over his health. And here's the thing. The doctor said, switch him to another hospital. We can save him. And his family members were begging her, and the doctor told her, you know, he'll completely recover if you switch him to another hospital. Now, power of attorney over health and power of attorney over money are two completely different things. So you need to make sure both of, this is the first message I'm getting. You need to make sure that both of those documents are in her name. So I'm the trustee of the trust, but everything goes to the sister. But the sister let him die, and it just,
somehow, what I was told was that he signed everything over, and he told me when I saw him in the hospital two weeks ago that she must have forged his name.
I'm going to tell you, call okay. Call, there's two calls you need to make. The first one is to the DA in the area that you're in. You go straight to the DA.
Okay.
And then you go to the fraud unit of your police department. You go to the fraud unit of your police department. Regular police or detectives, you have to go directly to the fraud unit. And if you know where he banked, go to the bank and ask them just to please put a hold on things until this is investigated. And let them know that you believe there was fraud, you're trying to get the police involved, and you're trying to get, he mentioned that he thought things had been forged. And if they could just put a hold on the account, just freeze the account for a moment until this investigation is done. If they say, like, a cop has to do that, okay, but at least they'll be more aware of what's going on and demand paperwork from her. Now,
Do you think there was foul play?
The outcome of this, you know, you're asking a lot of questions really fast here, not let me finish, so just take a breath. Let's both take a breath so I can get this information clearly. It's going to be complicated. You're going to need a lot of evidence to the facts that you're putting out. So you're going to have to find a way to get his family, because his family should be allowed in that house, to get his family to find documents and paperwork that pre-existed what she had to compare signatures. Now, this is important because I'm channeling this. I couldn't pull this out of my ear to save my life. You're going to have to get family, because they're not going to let you in the house. You have no rights to it. The house to get in there to start looking through things. But somebody in the family should have paperwork that pre-existed her paperwork that has signatures on it. Now, even if they can't find documentation of a will or a power of attorney or a trust, they should be able to find anything that has his signature on it, his recent signature, so they can do a comparison to the signatures that she has over the previous actual signatures on things that he did sign. As for you, you have to let go with love at this moment. I'm not saying it's not going to work out for you. Nothing else is going to come to you. You have to get the doctor to know that this, you have to let the doctors also know that this woman, what this woman has done. And because once they are aware of that, I'm just getting some more information, so just give me a second here while I pause. Once they're aware of that, they can call in people that you can't. Like, if a doctor makes a call to the Department of Health and Welfare, it's much more impactful, and they take it much more seriously and investigate it much more vigorously due to lawsuits and responsibilities than a friend calling it in. Okay, so
right.
And if you do call in, do not mention money. Only mention his welfare, health and welfare, and what she has done in the past. Do not mention money. Do not mention him helping you, because it sounds like a different agenda is going on. Even though it's not, even though your heart is in the right place, you just have to stick to the health and welfare facts. It's going to be complicated for a bit, but you need to try to get the right people in, and by getting the right people in, that goes through his doctor. So you can start with a nurse on duty. Make her aware. Go to the hospital counselor. Make them aware. Go to the hospital counselor, because there's always a counselor on, or a social worker on at a hospital. Oh, that's good to know. Hey, everybody listening. That's for everybody. And make sure that they're aware of the health and welfare issues with this woman who you think forged the power of attorney documents. And then, again, the DA and the fraud unit in your town. Now, I'm going to clear. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do you a super, super solid, okay, a super duper solid. And I am going to say,
okay.
I'm going to say this woman is breaking the – she's okay. When I tap into her energy, I get all kinds of mischievous, naughty, very, you're pretty much spot on. Now, just because we're spot on, it doesn't mean there's a lot we can do about it. All that means is that we can move forward, taking the best steps possible. So she's going to get away with this. No, let's strengthen that. He's going to survive. I feel like he, it's tough to ask that question. Let's do this.
Now, where he bought me the house, I paid him back. Well, I worry, because he did help me in the past. You know, is that going to interfere with my house that I'm living in? You know?
Listen, no. What I need you to know is to just first take these steps. Okay? If you take these steps, everything will work out. Okay, that's what
I did. I contacted the hospital today. I told the hospital and the nurses. I'm sorry.
You told the hospital and the nurse, and did you go to the fraud unit of the police department, and did you go to the DA?
No, I haven't. I called DCF.
Okay, go to
elder abuse.
Yep. Go to the fraud unit of the police department. Go to the fraud unit and go to the DA. Okay? Those are your next two steps. You are saying you think she committed fraud by forging a signature. That's where you start. You get that paperwork checked. they might send you to a detective, but if they send you to a detective, they'll send you to the right one. But you start with that fraud, okay? And
okay.
Then you also go to the DA, and you make sure the DA is aware that this woman possibly forged a signature and is trying to get, you know, is siphoning money out or whatever. You can't say that, but you think, you just say what you, the DA and the fraud unit, any detectives will look up the rest of it. This isn't a typical police matter. You have to go directly to your claim, and your claim is fraud. Okay, sweetie?
Okay, so what do you see the whole outcome of everything?
Okay, so here's what I'm gonna say. It's gonna be complicated. This process is gonna be complicated. Just do your due diligence, listen to the show again, and make sure that you follow those steps I gave you, and the outcome will be fair. That's all I can say at this time. I hope that you understand that. I'm going to go to 203. 203, I only have about 2 minutes left. I'm so sorry, please. How can I help you today?
Oh, Tony, it's Pat. I wanted to give you testimonials for your audience, but I'll just say quickly, I had a wonderful reading from you, healing, and I will continue. Please give me a clearing and also yam root extract. Will that help my hormones?
What extract?
YAM, yam root extract.
Yeah, I'm getting that. Will help you, absolutely. And you know what? One thing I'm gonna clear, love. And this is a big. It's like an umbrella clearing. We're not going specific. I'm gonna say these things are psychological. So let's start clearing that psychological level of things. Ooh, I feel that coming up all the way from, like, my feet all the way up and out. I want you to allow this to clear and let go of it. I want you to know that it is gonna take some of this stuff away. Now, when we have layers of things that happen, I wish I could, like, snap my finger and somebody would be, like, perfectly healthy. But sometimes it takes more than, you know, we have to continue to peel back the layers, so to say. But right now we're just going to clear the psychological. And I would say we could go to the emotional level, but we need to clear the psychological level first, because the psychological level is so deep-rooted and has created so many programs. And that has to go before we can clear the emotions for it, because if we clear the emotions first, the psychological is going to come back, or the psychological
okay.
is going to make the emotion come back. So we're doing that psychological clearing. I want you to know by tomorrow afternoon you should feel a little bit lighter, you should feel a little bit better. Now, I'm going to caution you, don't run around to everybody trying to get answers about everything. Everybody's going to tell you something different, and everybody's selling something, and that's not wrong. But before you know it, you have all these things sitting in front of you, and you're not sure. You're like, you know, sending good money after bad, or bad money after good, or however we want to say. Sit back. And I know that you have trouble meditating. I know you do. But I want you to just sit back and just don't meditate. Just follow your breath. I'm running down the clock here, so I'm going to teach everybody. I'm going to teach you this right now. You don't have to empty your mind. You just have to follow your breath. So as you very, very slowly breathe in, you follow it through your nostrils, down your throat, into your stomach or your chest, however deep in you can breathe, and you do it very slowly and gently. And as you release that breath, you follow that breath out, okay? So you're thinking about your breath, and when you follow your breath, your mind doesn't allow for any other thoughts to come in. So if you do that 3 to 6 times, you're going to be in that place of calm and peace. But you have to consistently follow that breath in and out. Now, Pat, I am sorry. I'm out of time, and I just want to let everybody know thank you so much for listening in today, for calling in today. I will be back next Monday at noon, and it's such a blessing to have all of you here with me. Thank you.